Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Hello, how's your week going? It's Tom Clarkson here with 30 days of Beyond the Grid. I hope you enjoyed listening to Pierre Gasly yesterday. For day 11, we have the driver of car number 11, Sergio Perez. From karting in Guadalajara, Mexico, to winning with F1 World Champions Red Bull, Sergio has an incredible story. Our full interview with Perez from 2019 is well worth a listen. Here's a clip where he remembers leaving home and travelling alone to Europe to chase his F1 dream.
I was obsessed by going to Europe. You know, I never had the opportunity to race in Europe, not even in kartings. So I was obsessed with leaving Mexico to go to Europe, you know. And I remember before going to school, because of the time difference, I had to wake up like at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, because I have scheduled the phone calls with the European teams, you know. So I remember calling them at 2 or 3 in the morning from my home, saying to give me cheap deals. My English was not good back then. Well, still not good, but back then I had like, I just need cheap deals. I was telling all the, this is too expensive. Give me cheap deals. So in the end, I end up finding the cheapest deal in the whole BMW.
And that is why you went to Germany as opposed to the UK?
Yeah, right. That's why I went to Germany to start in that team. And I remember, so basically we just had the budget. It was like 150,000 euros to do that year. And that's it. That's the only thing we had. But now was the difficult bit came when I had to find the ticket flight, how to live in Europe. And so that was very interesting because I went, my dad had a ticket that I had to fly from Toluca. I live in Guadalajara.
Where is Toluca?
Toluca is next to Mexico City. So it's a 6-hour drive. So we drove to Toluca and they dropped me in Toluca to go into Europe. With just a single way,
you were on your
ticket.
Own,
on my own, 14-year-old, totally on my own, and that's it. Just a one-way ticket. I never knew when I was going to go back. I only had one-way ticket to Europe.
So who helped you find things like accommodation and look after yourself? I mean, so you're still a kid at 14.
I just went there. I spoke zero German. So yeah.
Now, how tough was that? Was there ever, did you get homesick? And was there ever a moment where you thought, what am I doing? Yeah. All my friends in Guadalajara are doing whatever.
It was like straight away when I went to Europe and I was like, well, this is not what I thought it was going to be, you know. This is not as nice as I thought it was going to be. It's really hard spending the whole day on my own, not seeing anyone, my friends all having normal life, because I went from having a normal life, going to school with friends, having a normal 14, 15 year old life, to a totally alone guy, you know, a lonely guy in the middle of nowhere in the world, with no internet, no phones.
So it was tough, but you never thought of jacking it in, saying...
No, there was time, like in the middle of that year, I had no internet, you know. It was not like these days where things were.
There was
so easy.
A world before the internet. I'm a bit older than you. Yeah. I mean, it's not.
But, you know, I didn't have any communication. I mean, I spoke with my family every 2 days or something like that, you know. So there was a time where I remember just me thinking, where do I am going? You know, what's going on with my life? What do I want? It was like all the adrenaline gone. And now is the time to reflect. What do I want to achieve? Where I'm going? And I remember telling myself, well, you can take a ticket back and go home, but you might regret it for the rest of your life because you didn't fight for your dream. And I said, you know, fuck this. I'm going to give it all to, and I'm not going back to Mexico until I'm a world champion.
Here's a fact about Sergio Perez. He had to wait 190 races, nearly 10 years, to get his first win. That's an F1 record. Maybe those difficult years in Europe as a teenager waiting for his F1 chance taught him never to give up. If he can get to grips with this year's Red Bull car, don't rule out a possible championship charge for Checo. What a story that would be. By the way, there's a fantastic Inside Story documentary about Perez's long-awaited first F1 win on our video streaming service, F1 TV. Head to f1tv.com to sign up and check it out. That's all for now. Tomorrow, it's 30 days of Beyond the Grid, day 12. I'll speak to you then.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.